Okay. Good morning. Erev Pesach. Okay. Mil Hilchos Yom Kippur and Simin Tafresh Chof. The concept of piyutim uvesliches shachris. It's better to be makatzer in extra piyutim and sliches v'shachris. Kli lamara beinyan sheispal musaf kodesh shavashos. So that you get to the, so you're able to daven musaf. Because once you hit Sheva Shos, then you have a Chiyuv Mincha. Lamai says is that even if a person would get there, they would still daven Musaf first, but it gets into Shaila and, gets into Shailas and whatever, so it's better to go ahead and to finish it before, to at least say Musaf. Before Sheva Shos.
Finish Musaf.
Not finish, I mean start. I mean start to at least do Lachash. I mean, whatever, that's not the Chas V'Shatz, I don't think it makes a difference. I do have a discussion that if you hit Mincha Tana, then already you should have a Mincha first before Musaf. that's an Inyan. Tafresh Chav Aleph. Motzim Shnei Svarim Barisha and Korsha Achrim Ois Avi Yask Asher Tiva Hashem. You take out two Svarim, the first Sefer you read, you have six Aliyahs because Yom Kippur is one level below Shabbos, and Shabbos is B'Misa and Yom Kippur is B'Kore, so it's one step below. And it's above the Yom Tovim. So therefore, you do six aliyahs and parshas Achrim Aviyaska Asher Tziva Hashem. In Chal B'Shabbos Korim Shiva, you say seven Korim. Ma'after Kor B'Sheni V'Pinchas Asor L'Chodesh, and Ma'after in Pinchas, like usual, Ma'after B'Yishaya Amar Solu Solu Panu Derech Aki Pi Hashem Diber, talks about Tshuva V'Rasha and things like that. What's interesting is that the Peskin bring down that one of the reasons you read Achrim, besides the Avodas Yom Kippur, is also because it's mazkir, the misa of Nadav and Aviyu, and anyone who cries over their misa, then meichim lo avanoisa vadav ina meisim v'chayav. It's a special skula of mechila and vadav ina meisim. And the truth is that when you learn the story of Nadav and Aviyu, I was thinking that, they did this bad, what'd they do? Oh, I can't believe they said that about Moshe and Aaron, and they drank, a whole bunch of, whatever. The thing is, the reason they're Farshim talking, they were Gdoli Ador. They were, the next Manhigi Ador, they were Gdoli themselves, and they were like, Mamash the next Manhigi Ador. The reason all the Farshim try to figure out, to cuss their hate, is because, really what they do already, why did Hashem, and it could be it's even that, that there was a cheshbon of Kiddush Hashem, and whatever it is, so the person realizes of who they were and who we lost, then they're able to be more dmos, then it's a big skula. Beis Mila biyom Kippurim Malin bein Yoitzer leMusaf Acher Kriyas HaTorah Mila on Yom Kippur. It says a Mila on Yom Kippur, and they do a Mila between Musaf to Kriyas HaTorah LaAcher HaMila on Yom Ashrei. And after the Mila, we say Ashrei, because you want to put Ashrei as close together as possible to Musaf. Minig lomo achar asher, the minig Ashkenaz, one of us says, is to do it after Ashrei. However, Magen Avraham says that the poskim say that was a minig, but especially if there's no specific minig, then you should do it. It's better to do it before Ashrei. The imhu b'malchim shetzarich lotzis and beis haknesses. If they have to leave the shul because the baby can't carry and the baby's at home, then they stop after chazar sefer Torah, because you shouldn't leave the shul without v'imach sefer Torah. The oilam will go to the whoever the oilam will go to the house and do milah. And then they go back and say Kaddish or Hinini or whatever. Gimel Mavarchim Alamila Belokois. The Chabad says that since no one can drink it, so the minig is to not to say the Hagofen, just to say Kaddish Adi Bebeten. So it says that, the Rama says, Yishayim de Mevarchim b'koitz v'naisin l'tina kanimol v'chein noigim. The Rama says, no, the Rama says you can make a bracha, and you give a bit of wine to the baby anyway. And so Yoytze with that. a couple interesting nekudas is the reason that the time of the mechaber is that even if you give to the tinok, it's not good, or and the truth is you can give if some place can say you should give it to an actual kid, not to but the reason why not to give to any kids is because the Abhi mechanechim to dafka eat on Yom Kippur, right? Here drink kiddush, and it's bad chinuch. That every, because he keeps on drinking, there's no idea, everything's okay. There's an idea of chinuch, being mechanech your kids, that Yom Kippur, that you can eat whenever you need to eat, but you can't, it's not something you have to eat, really, it's something you have to eat. The Ramah says, no, the Ramah seems to understand that it's important enough to say the bracha on the case. So you give him a little bit from the kais. The Aruch Shulchan says, mechitesi, that's enough. And he tells that really should just give it to a cotton, and not to the actual baby, because how much does he really drink anyway? It's not even a shtia. If the lettuce is there and she's still a chayla, again, it's 8 days. She's fasting. Or if she's still a chayla, then she can drink. The other thing is, it is mutter for the moral to do mitzitza, even though it gets dam in his mouth. But still, it is but it's better to they put something there so it doesn't go down. Whatever. I'm not sure exactly what they do. The Mishmar says that they.
No, because the
mole
can't rinse it out.
Right, so he said, so it could be then, he says, Rashad until Sadak Bechol, and they have to, he has to, it's an, I don't know, he can't rinse it out, I don't know what he should do, whatever. No, Chupanim, that's the minute. Dalid, and Musaf Yomer Shlich Tzibur Seder Avoida, and Musaf the Shlich Tzibur says the Seder Avoida. Hagavanogin Lipol Apneim Shoyim Akonim Vaham. It's the minig is to Lipol Apneim, to bow down to the floor, and Chorim is also touching your head to the floor as well. Vegam Balin B'Shabeach, about Shlich Tzibur Osur Lachor Imkoyma B'Shasat Tfila. The Shlich Tzibur can't. Shouldn't ma'oker his legs, to bow down? Because he's staying Shemon Esrei, and he shouldn't leave that position. So the minig is to get a couple people next to him, and they remove the shtender from in front of him, and he's able to bow down instead of stepping aside in order to bow down, and that's the minig by the chazan during the avoda. A seder avidui chatosi avisi peshati, the ikur seder avidui is the masker of the words chatosi, which is on a shoigeg, avisi, which is on a mezid, and peshati is on a merida, meaning I don't care. An oven is like a moment, he couldn't control himself, but the pshia is like, I don't care, I'm just doing it, it's a merida, but it's al-kupani, you can get a kapara for it, and he needs to say all three. Because could be in some chataim, there's a chelik of everything, or part of it, or chelik of pshia, whatever it is. Vav lidor tzakos b'yom kippurim anamaisim is a minig to do to yizkor to be tzakos for the maisim and the yizkor appeal umazkirin nishmaseihem the maisim gam ken yesh lahem kapar b'yom kippurim and you do yizkor because even maisim get some kapara on yom kippur. Whatever the inyan is, in it's unclear. The Ramban says in the Shor Gemul that there's a middle stage. So I guess it's a shaykh a certain amount of kapara still. You can still get to higher madrigas. Ben also for sunset and kaddish. There's idea of some sort of aliyah. The Shmur brings that, so that's talking about someone's noted staka, that the kilo he would be noted staka, so therefore, or he was machanech a son to noted staka, so he gets scar for that. I don't know. All right, mincha, tafresh chav beis. Lemincha Oimer Asher Valetzion. By Mincha, we say Asher Valetzion. Ve'en Oimin Anif Svilosi, Filim Chalios Peshabes. We don't say the Pasuk of Anif Svilosi. Hagav Ve'en Anu Noigin Loimer Asher Valetzion. Konam Mincha, Rakonam Ne'ilo. The Minik Ashkenaz is to say Asher Valetzion by Ne'ilo. Ve'en Kasuk Tzas Revusa. That's what some Rabbanim writes from the Mordechai, whatever. I mean, Hagim, Vein Avim Enkelokeinu Yom Kippur. I won't say Enkelokeinu because generally the reason to say Enkelokeinu was to mashlim Meya Brachos on Shabbos, or Yantiv. But on Yom Kippur, we have so many other Shvachim and so many other things. A little gar from Enkelokeinu, it's enough to pater your the din of Meya Brachos. So 1 second. Right, and just to point out without bowing down on Yom Kippur, just a couple of nakudas, again you're not allowed to do shitoach. You're not supposed to do. You're supposed to, bow down. You're not supposed to, the real hishtachavaya, what it was in the Beis Hamikdash, was prostrate, completely prostrate out on the floor, lying down on the floor. That was what it was in the Beis Hamikdash. That's why when they talk about you need space in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, is because everyone would do pishut yadayim v'raglayim, and they would go ahead and they would put their arms out. On Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to do that. But you could do what's similar to Kida, that you bend your head to the you bend your head to the floor, and again you have to be sure that you put if it's a Ritzvah Savanim in the shul it is a problem, so therefore the minig is to put a towel or paper towels, whatever it is, under yourself, so that you're not on the Ritzvah Savanim. If you don't have, you should go ahead and turn a little bit to the side, like tilt yourself a bit so you're not bowing straight onto the floor. And whether women should bow, it seems to be the halakha's been hugging. I don't know. My daughter's asked me every year. Well, some people bow, some people don't. I said, so the Israelis. I mean, I don't think they don't think they bow. Bechlal, the shita is not. Other day is other places. It depends what they do. The reason why not to is because if it's a zecher to the hashtachavayah and the mikdash, the women didn't do that. But kolpanim. Because there weren't any women there. I said, well, there weren't women there, but if there were women, they would bow. It's Shem Hashem. They should, Kilu, they should bow down. Okay, I don't know, that's a fi minig. that was just going back a little bit because I think it was important, even though it's not by Mincha. But I'll go back to Hilchos Mincha. Days Umotzin, Sefer Torah, Rekorin Shlosher, Parshas Arayas, Atzof Aparah. Going back to Mincha, so we don't say Asher Rival Tzion, we go straight into Kriya Satoira. And you don't say any Silasi, and you read three, you call three people for Parshas Arayas. Vashlishi Maftir Biyoina, and then the Shlishi gets Maftir Yoina, Messiah Mikael Komocha, Varach Lefanev Achareha. The reason to read Parshas Arayas is because, like the Gemara says, a rove people are nichshal and arayas, different types from hihurim to lemaisa, whatever it is. So therefore, it is something to be maskir, the person should do extra tshuva for. Nashlishi mafter b'yoina, and you do mafter yoina because Yona ran away and did tshuva of Nineveh, a lot of deep things. You do add in Shabbos, like Yom Kippurim. By Mincha, you don't say the words you don't say the bracha al Torah al Avoida. You just say like we do by any time of Sibur. You just finish Magen David, and that's it. Gimel imchal the Shabbos, Oimim Tzikoscha, Oimim Avinu Malkeinu. If it's on Shabbos, you say Tzikoscha and you say Avinu Malkeinu. Hagav v'nius edo ein Oimim Tzikoscha l'Avinu Malkeinu. The minig of Ashkenaz is not to say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. That's a sheilas tzrachim, however, even on a regular Yom Kippur, if you see that the Zman and the Eel is approaching, and you have to rush through Mincha a bit, so then often people they will skip Avinu Malkeinu Eretz Yisrael to more Motzoi because they want to try to get Birchos Kohanim in before Shkia. So often they will skip Avinu Malkeinu to make it in time. Dalet ain noisin kapayim in Mincha Yom Kippurim. You don't do Nesias Kapayim and Mincha. The Kohen she'avar va'alu l'duchan. So Kohen had made a mistake and he went up to the duchan and raised a nice kapah ve'ein marini oisai. If you weren't paying attention, he gets up there and starts saying the brachas. You know, made a mistake. Fine, just leave him and we don't not tell him whatever. You don't tell him to go down, because so not to embarrass him or whatever. Because it's still, by the time of Sibur, by Mincha, they do it, even though really the din is by Ne'ilah. And the reason by the time of Sibur you do it by Mincha is because you do it by Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, Achopanim, I mean, the Achopanim here in Eretz Yisrael, not the Grandma wasn't to do it.
But to say,
I think they do say it. Start Tafish Chav Gimel. By the minute according to the Shulchan Aruch is to say Ashrei, not Uvalet Zion. Hagah Karka Safti. The minute when Medina says Eilu Lomer Ashrei Uvalet Zion, called Ne'ilah, that you say both before Ne'ilah. Beis zman tefilas neila kashachamer rosh ilanos. It's when the sun's by the rosh of the trees, that kadesh yashli ma'isa samach shkia sachamer, that you should finish it close to shkia.
Finish what?
Finish in the Elah, all the tefillos in the Elah before Shkia. Now the Mishabura says it means Shkia, meaning Sof Shkia, which is just before Teis HaKochavim, just before Teis. I mean, you should be Mamchich into Bein HaShmashos. I mean, you should be Mamchich into Bein HaShmashos. Some say you can, and the Mishabura brings, there are those who say that the Magen Avraham, whatever, that you can stop, then you can be Mamchich until whatever time at night. that it's better to finish before Tzeis, but Achopanim,
you know, if people want to be marich, then that's also fine. That and again the minig was to vegam eno la limsha vegam fine. 1 second. And so that you should finish before Shkia. And again, it could be the Mechaber himself, since they didn't see his Kapayim. It could be that the Minhag HaSfaradim is not to say any piyutim came out by Neila. They say no piyutim, like the Mechaber. They just try to finish by Shkia itself. Could be also because they want to get in Duchenin. And they say that I think they came to the Briskerov. They came. And the minhag here was to duchen, and they had to rush to Neila, and so they asked the Brisker Rav. They said, "How can the sheikh here rush to Neila?" So he said, "Sometimes you have to learn to daven fast. First, has to learn. Sometimes you got to daven fast. And what can I tell you? It's more important that you hit duchen in."
The skipping and going back.
That's also a cheshbon. You could do that. Like I said, you can manshech the tefillas until, afterwards. So there's a cheshbon. People do that. People rush in the middle, whatever. Yeah. Gimel imchal b'shabes maskei b'shul Shabbos. If it's chal on Shabbos, you say the same of Shabbos. Even on the ilah is not a tefillah you say on Shabbos, but you still maskei it. But the vidui shel achar tefillah ain't maskei b'shul Shabbos. But the vidui achar tefillah you don't say Shabbos. He does mask your Shabbos. But if he forgot, he skipped Shabbos. No, whatever. We're not going to master him. However, if you didn't go ahead and mask your Shabbos at all, Shabura says, that then you are choizer. The question is, by vidu, you're not masker, it's okay. Or by other thing, but if either of them didn't masker Shabbos at all, so then you are masker, because you have to because by vidu, you're somehow you're masker by the tefillah. So because it is Shabbos, even if the eel is not necessarily the tefillah of Shabbos. Dalid keser and Rabbi Musa, for those who are knowing to say keser, you say kaddish. The long kaddish, just like by Musaf, hey, naisim kapayim bin neila. The minig of those of doing the siyas kapayim bin neila is the din of the Gemara. A minig bin neila is elu shelo lisa kapayim. Or avinu malchina. The minig, the Ashkenaz, not the minig in Eretz, the minig agra. You do siyas kapayim, but otherwise, regular minig Ashkenaz is not. It's not to do Nesiyas Kapayim, but you do say okay, Avoseinu and Sim Shalom. The reason the Mishnah Berurah brings, the reason why we don't, is because one of the reasons is because generally the tefillah goes on until after Shkia, and you can't do Nesiyas Kapayim until then. And I guess they felt that doing the piyutim and the slichas was more important than nesiyas kapayim. I'm not sure. Vav v'sof haslichas arim shere pa'ani Hashem hu elokim. You say Hashem hu elokim v'pam achas Shema Yisrael, and you say Shema Yisrael v'shalosh pa'ani baruch shem kvod machlosel le'olam va'ed, and you say baruch shem 3 times. You say it out loud. Toikim tashra. The minig by Svardim is to do Tashra. The minig of Tisrael is also to do Tashra, to do Tzviya Shvar and Teruah. And there was also the minig by the reason is to be Masker Yovel, the Tkiya by Yovel, and so that's what they used to do by Yovel. It's also the Simin of Siluk Hashchina, as we say Hashem Elokim 7 times, because it's Oyla Madrega and Madrega 7 times to the Shchina goes up. Most Ashkenazim in outside Eretz Yisrael is to do one tkiya gedola. We're taking la'achar she'amar kadesh la'achar ne'ilah, and you say it after ne'ilah. And of course, you should say it after. You should blow it after tzeis, even if you didn't make havdalah, because you shouldn't be necessarily blowing on your. It's on mitzvah. The mitzvah sayayim. Uksas mekayim is nagu that kor kolim kadesh. Some minig to blow for kadesh, and the minig is that the kal sings shana bab Yerushalayim. Which is something we know about Seder Pesach and Sukkah. When we finish a mitzvah, it seems to be minig Yisrael to say Shana Bab Yerushalayim, is to, you know, that we should, you know, next year we should be in Yerushalayim. Everyone should be in Yerushalayim, and we should be zeicher to this bracha of Yom Kippur for Pesach for Shana Hazayis also. We should all be zeicher to the Geula in Yerushalayim and say have a good time.